Christ about this.
About disciples.
Then,
Ramajai is a prophet, disciple. First prophet, disciple. Yes, second, first prophet, Harinam.
And then Bhaktisar has taken, we have joined together about the same time, 73. 74. Also, I'm senior most, I joined 73. Vishesha Prabhu, she has joined also 74.
Oh. Kutasta?
75. Mahabala?
Around, 75.
75. Indriya Damana?
74.
73. 73, 73.
Oh, 73. May
73? November. Then, Sahasra Murdan, en quelle année tu as joint, Prabhu? Which year did you join?
70.
Oh, he's a senior most here, 1970.
Very nice bhajan, Gurudev.
Very nice bhajan. So he must be the senior most proper disciple here.
What's his name?
Ramlila. Which year? 77.
You can come?
Jivadasi, Prabhu?
Oh, here in place you can come.
Prabhu.
Saas, approche-toi devant.
How he came and what he came. Since senior most, perhaps, you can tell.
Yeah.
How Prabhupada came, when Prabhupada came here, how it was?
Yes, yes. How he...
So, yeah.
How you can describe.
Yeah, but those, Maharaj wants to hear those devotees who were here and the experience what they had.
Yeah.
Kutasta, you want to say you were here when Prabhupada was here?
Yeah. They used to speak something? In your face.
Everyone speaks English.
Why should I start?
Surprised because Prabhupada had three sticks. He had one walking stick, yeah, one umbrella, and one sannyas danda.
Yeah.
Three.
Like us.
Three like danda. These.
Yeah, three danda.
Three danda. Walking stick, umbrella, and sannyas danda.
Very good.
Just coming down the plane in Paris, and he was just a new devotee, and he was so impressed because Prabhupada at the same time was short, but at the same time, so much was emanating from him. He was short and so big at the same time. So small and so big. Car, and then one devotee just dives on Prabhupada's feet to offer dandavat. And Prabhupada said, come, take him in the car. And the other devotees didn't want to let that young devotee come in. But Prabhupada was willing to let him come and sit with him.
You saw him?
J'étais allé plusieurs fois déjà en Inde, many times in India before joining the Krishna consciousness. And they present me all kinds of gurus. And in Rishikesh, all the time surrender to this man, a very big yogi, and I don't feel never the
confident
interest or the mood to present my obeisance to any of these big yogi. Just I was doing om.
He was, when he was in India, so many yogis he was seen, and his friends were pushing him, why don't you accept this yogi as guru? And he was not. He was not feeling from inside the urge. He was just paying respects, but not ready to surrender.
So by chance,
mais Maharaj comprenait pas son anglais. Quid Prabhu, he was running a nightclub in Spain, and he had one of his employees, one of his workers. One time he found in one room three pages of Ishopanishad, the introduction by Prabhupada of Ishopanishad, in one of the rooms. In that room in which he found the pages, during the winter it was flooded. So just floating on the surface of the water, there was this page of Upanishad. So he picked up one page and Prabhupada was writing, every jiva has four conditions, four defects. No, sense, imperfect sense in everything. So he said, so you should approach a guru. So he's thinking, it's very interesting. I should approach a guru, but which guru to approach? And he was thinking, the one who says to approach a guru No, it should be that one. I should approach that one. It's some a little exaggeration that, you know, I'm supposed to approach one who says, approach a guru. How can I approach him if he says, you know, it's like he's beating his own drum?
Hello.
But he heard that Prabhupada was coming to Paris. So he went to Paris, and then they were waiting for Prabhupada in the streets. There were about 10 centimeters of, you know, flower petals. Because every time a big car was coming, they were throwing petals, saying, oh, this is Prabhupada coming. But it was not Prabhupada. So they were doing puja to every big car passing, and said, oh, Prabhupada is coming. Oh, no, not Prabhupada. So finally, when Prabhupada opened the door, it was beyond all his expectation, because when he saw Prabhupada, you know, just folding his hands, you know, thanking the devotees, welcome, he could understand, oh, this is what it means to love, you know, Krishna, and to love every living being.
Yes, sir. Civil too? Tell something?
Vishesha.
What is about him?
Vishesha.
What are his attractions? How he used to love?
I used to love Srila Prabhupada. I was going to say how he came here, but because I didn't speak very much to Srila Prabhupada. I saw him first in Paris, like Buddha Crit in 73, in 74. In 74. I saw him at the airport. I knew devotees for 3 years, but I just met Prabhupada in 74 at the airport. Also, when I saw him walking, I was amazed. I could see he was coming from another world. And I could feel he knew everything, and I was scared. He looked at me. I see he's going to see everything in me. I was very scared. I didn't want to join then at that time. So I was very scared. And then he passed in front of all the devotees, and we all offer obeisances. And at first, I couldn't really understand the class in Paris.
His accent.
Yeah.
Strong Bengali accent.
After... When Srila Prabhupada came here in 75, then I could understand better. Prabhupada came here in 75 for one night and half day.
Yeah,
here. And it was the first year we were here, and we had no Vyasasan, nothing. We just moved. So they carried the Vyasasan from Paris before Srila Prabhupada. And they put in that big room downstairs. And then it was not temple room yet, because we just moved. And then Srila Prabhupada arrived after, and he spoke once, and he just visited a little bit. And he stayed one night, but not here. Because here the owner of the building is still living with us. And in 76, after Srila Prabhupada came back for 10 days. And then we make this room. But Srila Prabhupada was very, very sick, and the devotees were working day and night, fixing here apartment and in the garden and fixing the temple room. And then we heard Srila Prabhupada is not coming. And all the devotees were devastated. I come in the morning and I see everyone crying everywhere. And I asked them why, and they say Srila Prabhupada is not coming, he's too sick, he's going to India. And it's gold, but it was like gold leaf, brass leaf, and many devotees worked day and night to put brass leaf. It was not those one who just redo this. And everyone stopped working, and they were all praying. And then we heard that Srila Prabhupada was very, very sick, and he wanted a place which was very warm, which there was no noise, and he didn't need to go upstairs. And then it was very, very hot here. So Bhagavan said, you can't come, it's drought. Very, very hot. He said, there will be no noise, no one in the castle, so we all move out. And then he said, there is elevator. So
lift.
A lift, yeah. It just worked once, when Srila Prabhupada came. We make someone from Paris come and they fix. And then, so Srila Prabhupada agreed to come. So the devotees were really, really happy that Srila Prabhupada came. And two of my friends had the chance, in gold living all that, there was two devotees were Mahima Bhusana and Ragini. They were working the most at night putting this gold. And they were chosen to clean. clean Prabhupada room. And they were like me, they were my god sister, we joined same time, very young devotees for 2 years. And they used to clean when Prabhupada was in the other room. And they say once they were cleaning and they were thinking, oh, he must be happy. And then my ma, she says, she look up and she see Srila Prabhupada was looking through the door. Uh-huh. He was looking the devotees cleaning. And like this, they could see him from near. Because he was very sick, and actually at the beginning, no one can see Srila Prabhupada. And also one of another god sister, she was secretary, she was locked in the other room day and night, she couldn't go out, she was answering the phone. And she even couldn't go to the class. And she was very feeling bad about it. And one day Srila Prabhupada go out of the room without telling anyone. Just walk, and then he opened the door of the office and he came to see her and he asked her name and what she was doing. And then she had direct darshan. She was the only one. She was the only one.
She left this world?
77.
From 75, he was sick and she.
76.
After that, he never came.
He was supposed to come, but then he came to England that year.
And from there, he
returned. Back to America, back to India.
Anything new?
I will say one last time, and that was in the August 76, after the fire yagya.
Where you meet him?
Here.
Here? He came?
Yeah. And after initiation, so Prabhupada, he liked very much devotees to take prasad. So there were two rows of men on the pelouse.
Just
on the grass, and then another two row of ladies the other way, and I was serving prasad to the Matajis, and at that time in this room there were a screen net, mosquito net, so Prabhupada was there looking at the devotees taking prasad through the mosquito net. And I was serving and I saw Prabhupada for about 3 minutes. I was keeping serving and looking at him. And I said, well, I'm not going to tell anyone. I keep Prabhupada just for me. And then after 3 minutes, I say, Prabhupada, Haribo! So all the devotees start to stand up and stop their prasad and start to jump and chant. And Prabhupada just went out of the window. And then prasad start again. Prabhupada didn't want the devotees to interrupt their eatings.
Something related also, after, when Prabhupada came inside the room, there were devotees with him, and they saw Prabhupada, when he turned, Prabhupada was crying. And
he was crying.
They saw tears coming from the eyes of Prabhupada.
Yeah, in
this room, yeah. He was looking through this window, and I saw, so I was there, and I saw Prabhupada.
That time, 6 something?
Yeah. And I saw, so I was also there taking prasad, and I saw Prabhupada. But the devotees, they told us after that Prabhupada, he was, had tears, and he said that, oh, it's so nice to see devotees taking prasad. Prabhupada, really. Because he was happy to see the devotees taking prasadam. Prabhupada liked very much the devotees to take Krishna prasadam.
You all remembered the hymn.
Remember him.
Reminded.
What did they tell
you? Reminded.
Yeah.
Perhaps you.
You speak something?
Perhaps you know or not that we met. First in Calcutta, 1947.
Maharaj a rencontré Prabhupada la première fois.
And from then, we were always in touch because he was bosom friend of our Gurudev, to whom he took sannyas.
Depuis lors.
Also. After some time, he came to Mathura and lived with me there. And there, I requested him that you should take renowned shoulder and preach in Western country, as your Gurudev has told. He was not willing to take sannyas. He was afraid of sannyas. He has written all these things in his letter to us. He has written also that I was not willing to take sannyas, but Narayan Maharaj insisted
me. Insist me again and again.
Again and again. So I was bound to take. I requested my Gurudev that you should give pressure that he should take sannyas. So our Guru Maharaj told him, why you are not taking sannyas? And you should, you are so much qualified, you are so much learned. Then he told to me that I was swearing that if I will do bhajan of Krishna, I will have to be street beggar. That is why I was not taking sannyas and all these things. But at last, Krishna made me street beggar. My wife had children, had
left me.
Now I am a penniless person. And I see that I should take renounce order. Then he took sannyas in Mathura. I was like a priest. I gave him cloths. I made him danda, sannyas that he was carrying everywhere. It was bended by me. The cloths, he did not knew how to wear. I taught him how to take cloths.
Yes, you took sannyas as before.
Also,
Fire sacrifice
and everything. I was so much with him. I went to Jhansi when he went to Jhansi. And after that, I went to Delhi with him. After that, I sent so many things. He told me that send my books, I am going to America. I sent him all the books, so many things, kartals, ditties, mridanga, everything. And he was very fond of prasadam. He told me that send 10 kilos of peda from Mathura. It was so delicious for Krishna. So I sent him so many, about more than 200 letters he sent. How my preaching is going on, everything. When he returned to India, first I came to
airport
to see him. And I went to with him to Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. There are, sometimes we both used to cook chapati, he rolling down and myself
cooking.
And offering bhog and used to take. At that time he was penniless person, worn and torn, nothing to sit, nothing to bathe. I used to give my chadar there. And he was writing at that time Srimad Bhagavatam translation. And three volumes where he has written and it was published in Delhi. In brief, I can tell that he called me. I went so many times, but especially on the night he left this world. Perhaps I was the last person to talk with him. And he told so many things. Tears were coming. He gave me his bed to sit. But I told that you are my Shiksha Guru. Then on a chair I sat. He told that I have brought so many disciples from West. I want that you should help them. And also I want that I am going to give up this world. So please, with your own hand, you should give me in Samadhi. I also gave him samadhi with my own hand, with Vedic mantra and everything. There were so many disciples of Swamiji at that time. About all senior devotees were there. Also his god brothers, prominent, were there. But he has so much love and affection and faith on me that to me only he told that you should give my Samadhi with your Nurhan. And you should manage my Birah Mahotsav.
Separation festival.
Separation festivals and everything. I did. And that is why I came only to obey him, to give some help to the devotees who are now, their faith is shaking here and there. They are not doing a strongly bhajan. Some of them has left this devotion line, like Bhagavan Das, Bhavananda, Brahmananda, Jayatirtha. I know so many, all they used to come to me. Why? Because the association is very strong thing for bhajan. If bhakti is there somewhat, like Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, but no good association, some realized things, devotion line, then anyone can help other. If he has no taste in bhajan, how he can help to others? Now this thing is in this ISKCON. Anyone is not have any strong faith, brotherhood, love and affection for anyone. So the path is perhaps blocked something. They don't want to develop their Krishna consciousness. We should be very liberal. We should always thinking and having so much love and affection for all. We should not try to control by power. We should try to control them by love and affection. But now this is lacking, and that is why the devotees are losing their faith. So I have come only to strengthen the love and affection for Swamiji, that you should have so strong faith. Don't leave this life. And gradually, you should go in any good and better association of Vaishnavas who can help you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give Krishna prem, not to cut jungles and all, Mayavad and all other. But he did, because this was essential in primary stage. But that was nothing that he has given us. It was outwardly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave prem, Krishna prem. Rupa Goswami, same thing, or whole disciplic order, same thing, Krishna prem. They have also cut some jungles and established a platform for bhakti. But we should always think that what is our aim and object of our life? That is Krishna prem. We are discussing there all these things. Though it is high, but it should be the object of our life. How to love Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this. So he has come only to give this. And that is why he used to love all, that all the disciples used to know that he is loving more, much more than anyone. So we should be try to be in his line, never giving up this devotion line, gradually developing Krishna consciousness and so strong faith. If you are obeying him in this line, then you are serving Swamiji. And if for any little fault, if you are expelling devotees out of ISKCON, that is not the service of Swamiji. A man can do some offense, no harm. It should be taken, embraced. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced all. So Guru is like this. He can turn the heart of devotees from bad to good. And he can fulfill in his heart of devotion, pure devotion. He is Gurudev. So he was like that. A little child, baby, Swamiji used to do so much love. He was always cheerful. I have never seen him sad, any problem. He used to walk on the heads of problems. Anyone coming to him used to be cheerful. Now I have come to this place. I am happy to come. But unhappy also sometimes. That gradually the devotees are leaving this place. And this place is being like a barren land now. Sometimes it was that 300, 400 devotees used to live here. So many cows, so many gurukul boys, and so on. And enthusiasm was there. I thought that it should return again all over the world. And then we are serving him. Otherwise, how you can serve? If you are telling that, oh, you should go out of school. No. So our class time is coming, so we should go there. Gaur Premanandi.
Я Вишну Пад, Парамамса, Паривагатхарья, Стоттара, Саташи, Шимани, Звангрей, Сабхави, Шарада, Винде, Кудану Госвами Махарадж, Шри Прабхупад, Ки, Иди Вангрей, Айси Бхакти, Виланта, Сами Прабхупад, Ки, Шри Рупануга, Гуру Варга, Ки, Гоу Преману. Харе,
Харе,
like a crystal out of rain, and when I see you again and again, he supports my nuts and with he comes like some mama's day.
When the demons are a drop and irreligion's all his way, he never takes a
demon's where the spell that he saw. The devil teased a crystal in that past of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Such a glorious sight to see. In his hands he held his club, his fist, he scrunched his lotus glove. Offered praise in that most auspicious hour. Now, although he's Bhagavan and the source of all that be, his mother didn't want her brother counsel to see. She said, become a little baby, for he'll kill you if he can. So Krishna had his son take him off to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We'll take all the little children and we'll kill them if we can. Ah, but Krishna, he was safe, for he was out of counsel's way. With Nanda and Yashoda, else the baby he would play. And the gopis and the cows and Balaram and everyone will nurse and chance and take the bliss to see his childish mom. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. She could fly through the air, and all the simple ways of killing children she would dare. She'd put poison on her breast, and made up her mind at once. She'd poison little Krishna if at all she got the chance. Now just show that you could not, she was a witch in disguise. She's beautifully dressed, with lovely face and lovely eyes. When Krishna sucked her breast, he sucked out her life as well. He kindly sent her home instead of sending her to hell. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now the whirling demon came Krishna high into the sky. But Krishna forced him down the way, he'd break his bones and die. Then Yashoda picked him up, and she pacified her mind. She thanked the Lord above for being so merciful and kind. She turned to God to protect her child from harm. She didn't know that the Lord was hiding in her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.